She could be sweet 16, busting out of the seams, and still love in the first degree.
When he's at my game with a big fat A, you wanna see the smile on my face. And even at my door with a four, there ain't no man can replace. We love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. If it's extra large, well, I'm in charge. I can work this thing on top. And if he's XXL, well, what the hell? Every penny don't fit the slot.
Ah, the anorexic chicks, the model six, they don't hold no weight with me. Well, 8 or 9, well, that's just fine. But I like to hold something I can see. We love our love different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. I bought a watch to time your beauty, and I've had it for a second hand.
I bought a calendar, and every month is taken up by the love of man.
We love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. Take me tonight.
Phoenix FM.
Love that track. Beautiful South and Perfect 10. Clever lyrics, great vocals, fantastic. Perfect 10, what comes in tens? Famously, the Ten Commandments. 10 lords are leaping in the 12 days of Christmas, if we're going there. The 10th month of the year is October. My birthday is in October, so it's fabulous. 10 years is a decade, of course. Crabs have 10 legs. I never really thought of that. Do they? Apparently. According to this website. And squids have 10 limbs. If you thought octopuses were weird enough with 8, squids have 10. I did not know that. There we go. Shrimp have 10 legs. Why did I not know this about these animals? Yeah. A tenth of a centipede also has 10 legs. 10-pin bowling, you're trying to hit 10 pins, of course. You have 10 fingers and toes. Well, we talked about fingers and thumbs. Yeah, all right, digits on your hand. Okay, I'll go with that. And a 10-sided shape is a decagon, of course. See, we weren't running out of things with 10. It's absolutely fine. Marvellous stuff. Right, still plenty of tracks to get through tonight. Don't go anywhere. 98.0, phoenixfm.com, and via smart speaker. Remember, if you want to see the webcam feed into the studio, you can go to mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98 FM. And if you have an account, you can join in the chat at the box on the side. Marvellous. What's coming next? Well, how many songs have the word 11 in them? Or bands, to that matter. I have given myself a get-out-of-jail card of if I can't find a track with a number in it, I can find a band or singer that has the number in it somehow, some way. Still think we could struggle in a few tracks time, but I'll explain how I'm getting where I'm getting. Now, we've all known of the boy band A1. I've worked in pantomime with Mark Reed from the boy band A1, who was fantastic. Did you know that another one of the members of the boy band A1 was Paul Morazzi? Paul Morazzi. As a solo artist, a few years back, he released this track, 11 Years. Good job he did, Paul. He was planning for this show. That is dedication.
Again, surprised you still recognize my face. Now I'm just passing through, got no time to spend, but I can see that nothing here has changed. Still dropping the same old names to make money, promising all that fame to get your honey, and that includes pushing away the world. You said you love me, but I got something to say about something. And ain't it the truth? Since I've been gone, things got it. You gotta let it go. I'll make a space to feel, cause life's too short. 11 years is a long, long time. People like you come up and get past me. You ain't clever like crazy men. Hot off the precipice to the end. Friends like these.
Friends like Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Paul Morazzi with 11 Years. So we're into the second half, most definitely now, musically, up to 11. I know you think I'm going to run out of things to talk about with numbers, but did you know the first palindromic number is 11? And therefore the 11th of the 11th 11 is the only date of its kind. It's triply so as a palindromic number, a palindromic date, only date of its kind this century. Until we got to it is, isn't it, 22nd of the 2nd 22, yeah, that would have been as well, but it's technically 02 rather than just 2, I suppose. But yes, talking about the number 11, did you know some petals on flowers have, some flowers have 11 petals, basically, particularly daisies have 11 petals. There is some craziness for you. And did you know this? I love this. Is this someone who's watched Spinal Tap? The volume control on the BBC's online catch-up service iPlayer goes up to 11. Who has worked that out? I love that. And also, a little tip for you, if you want to do a bit of sightseeing in London, the number 11 bus is a low-cost way of sightseeing in London. Just sit on the number 11 bus. It goes around many well-known areas and is featured in the film The Da Vinci Code. There we go, marvellous stuff. Well, appropriately, at 12 minutes past 7, we've got to the number 12 on the list. Can we make it to 20? I already can see 20 is a bit tenuous, and I'm worried about 14 and 15, but we'll see what you think. Anyway, before we get there, here's the Mamas and the Papas with 12:30.
I used to live in New York City.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Mamas and the Papas with 12:30 there. All went a bit funny at the end, but you know. What the heck? We still got the track in, and that's what matters. And now I have to tell you about things that come in 12s, or facts about the number 12, I suppose. Well, if we're doing 12 Days of Christmas, we never did, 11 ladies dancing? Oh, I've got it wrong. Hang on. What are the things in the 12 days of Christmas? Outrageous. Anyway, 12 is Lords Are Leaping, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it is. I've got to do some instant research for you, otherwise I'm going to be devastated. So, yeah, hold on. Hold on. Everybody, hold on. Stop panicking. What's 11? 11. Oh, it's 10 Lords Are Leaping. 11. Ah, it's 12 Drummers Drumming, of course. How could I be so rash, pathetic? I've upset myself. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 Drummers Drumming, 11 Pipers Piping, 10 Lords Are Leaping, 9 Ladies Dancing. The rest are easy, but come on, I really have let myself down there. 8 Maids Are Milking, 7 Swans Are Swimming, 6 Geese Are Laying, 5 Gold Rings, 4 Calling Birds, 3 French Hens, 2 Turtle Doves, and Alan Partridge in a Pear Tree. Anyway, yes, 12 Drummers Drumming, okay, 11 Pipers Piping, 10 Lords Are Leaping, 9 Ladies Dancing. I'm still trying to get over it. What else comes in 12s? Well, we get dozens of things, don't we? Notably eggs in a dozen, roses in a dozen on Valentine's Day. It's nice to get a dozen roses for many people, isn't it? Yeah, fantastic. If you order a foot long at Subway, you've got 12 inches in your sandwich, haven't you? Fantastic. Hope you enjoy that. Humans have 12 ribs as well. So, yeah, we talked about decks of cards earlier on. Face cards in a deck of cards, you will find 12, of course. We talked about 10-pin bowling. If you have a perfect game of 10-pin bowling, you would have got 12 strikes and a score of 300. Incredibly, incredibly difficult to do. I used to work at a bowling alley when I was 18. I enjoyed it. I worked in the bar. I never played bowling, but I've always been relatively okay at bowling. People think it's something to do with me working at a bowling alley. It isn't. Right, let's move on. Let's have more tracks. Still got to squeeze them in up to 20 before we go tonight. 42 minutes left. Keep it here, the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Thanks for your company as ever. Here with Into the Fire are 13 Senses.
Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So that was 13 Senses with Into the Fire. Now, what comes in 13s, I hear you're desperate to know. Well, a baker's dozen, of course. I'm not going to dwell on the unlucky side of the number 13 and why it's regarded as unlucky. What about a baker's dozen? Why does a baker's dozen exist as the number 13? Well, in medieval England, eggs were sold in 12s, bread was sold in 12s. So, therefore, there were strict laws as to the price of bread, the price of the wheat used to make it, and bakers could be found to be cheating their customers by overpricing undersized loaves. So they made underweight bread and tried to sell it for the same amount as the bread that was the correct weight. So 12 loaves should weigh a certain amount. And if they didn't, or they were worried, because it's difficult to make things exactly the same when you're baking, they would throw in some extra material, some extra dough, just to make sure that their bread would not be underweight and they wouldn't be punished with a fine or even flogging. That is why a baker's dozen exists. Sometimes a baker's dozen could be 14 just because they were being extra sure, but traditionally a baker's dozen is 13 of something. There you go, and it's all to do with guaranteeing you didn't try and sell underweight bread in medieval England. Fantastic, I love stuff like that. Right, now I need to explain something. We've done so well to get to 13 with no problems. You come to 14, and I won't lie, our Phoenix FM library starts to struggle a little bit to find tracks that feature the number 14 or bands or singers that feature the number 14 particularly well. So I've got a workaround. Work with me here. I'm going to play you the number one song from the year 2014. That's my tenuous link. The best I'm offering tonight. It's not going to get any better than that. So you've got to go with it. Have you got any ideas what the biggest selling song of 2014 was in the UK? As soon as you hear the intro, you'll know. It won't make you sad either.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. Clap along if you feel
Phoenix FM.
Pharrell Williams and Happy, of course, from Despicable Me 2 originally, but became a huge hit in 2014, the biggest seller in the UK. Now, what can I tell you? Interesting things about the number 14. It's a composite number, of course. The atomic number of the chemical element silicon is 14. Silicon Valley, very, very important, of course. A period of 2 weeks is a fortnight. Did you know a fortnight is a literally shortened way of saying 14 nights? When you think about that, it's totally obvious, but do you ever really think about that? You just think of a fortnight as 2 weeks, but it literally means 14 nights. Incredible. Did you know if you live in Australia, it's common to be paid fortnightly? And in old measurements, in the UK, people would be measured in stones and pounds, of course, and one stone being 14 pounds. People have tried to go metric. It's still difficult weight-wise. I know my weight in stones and pounds. I don't know it quite as well in kilos, but I can get there. Anyway, possibly the most exciting date in the year, other than a birthday, unless you're very excited about Christmas, February the 14th, Valentine's Day. A romantic day for many. Fantastic. Right, well, somehow almost three quarters of the way through the show. Still got six tracks to go. Can we get there? 15 was another one I struggled with to find legitimate tracks that linked the number 15 very well. So I've done the same. Pharrell and Happy was the biggest seller in 2014. What was the biggest seller in 2015? Go on, rack your brains. You've got 5 seconds of brain racking to go on. What was the biggest seller 2015? Too late, it was this.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop, skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money.
Break it down.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch. Come on.
FM.
Another track I love to play, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, brilliant Uptown Funk, biggest seller of 2015. Facts about the number 15, well, we talked about the chemical element with the number 14. What has, that was silicon, what has 15? Phosphorus, yes. Andy Warhol famously said, in the future, everybody will be world famous for 15 minutes. In Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, Caesar is warned to beware the Ides of March, which is the 15th of March. In rugby union, each team has 15 players. A 15th wedding anniversary is a crystal wedding anniversary. On a Scrabble board, the grid is 15 by 15 squares. Did you know that? And the TV quiz show that had a reputation for being one of the toughest was 15 to 1. I used to love that. I used to get in from school, put that on. It was on Channel 4, wasn't it? It was fabulous. 15 to 1. Brilliant. Did you know you can be sent to prison from the age of 15 as well? Crikey. Not for watching 15 to 1, I'm sure. Anyway, it's, well, coming up to 24 minutes left of this programme. I've got to get 5 tracks in to get to the number 20. We can legitimately go back to the number 16 now. We haven't got to look at the biggest seller of 2016 or anything like that. We can hear this from Chuck Berry.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and around the Frisco Bay. Just got to have about a half a million famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures. She got them one by one. She gets so excited. Watch her look at her run. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see. Somebody steal the show. Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas.
Yes, they'll be rocking on Bandstand, Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and around the Frisco Bay. Sweet little 16, she's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick, she's sporting high-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning, she'll have to change her trim. She'll be sweet 16 and back in school again. But they'll be rocking in Boston or Pittsburgh, PA.
FM.
Sweet Little 16 from Chuck Berry. Interesting, that came out in 1958. Beach Boys Surfing USA came out in 1963. Heavily borrowing from that track. I'd never really realised, but now I do, most definitely. Amazing stuff. Chuck Berry, Sweet Little 16. Amazing. Now I need to thank everybody also that has sent in suggestions. I did half of everybody earlier on, a few more. I think I mentioned Andy Gardner, but also thanks to Charlie James, thanks to Scott Ross, Ken Taylor, Mark Reed, not of A1, different spelling of his surname, Lainey Boyle, Stuart James, Alan Cohen, Anna Elmore, Megan Doherty, Stephen Frosdick, Lynn Parry and Alex Mulak. Thanks to you as well for all your song suggestions. Utterly legendary of you. Right, let's move on to 17. Going Under is Sam Fender.
I remember the sickness was forever. Videos. Cold September's, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies round us up. Do it all again next week, an embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. You kicked Tom's head in, still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die. I was far too scared to hit him, but I would hit him in a heartbeat now. That's the thing. Teens in rage, spiraling in silence, and I arm myself with a grin, cause I was always the joker, buried in the humor, amongst the white noise and boys, boys, knock the room, talking lads, lads, drenched in cheap drink and snipe bags, a mirror picture of my old man, oh God, the kids are dying.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Sam Fender, 17 going under. So, I left off things about 16, kind of deliberately, because I now want to talk to you about things you're allowed to do once you get to the age of 16. You can't vote until you're 18, but you can register to vote when you're 16. That's extreme preparation, isn't it? If you have parental consent, you can get married. You can leave home at the age of 16. You can apply for a passport at the age of 16. Did you know this as well? I wasn't really aware of this. I know it's probably a sort of unwritten thing anyway that many people allow to happen. But you can't technically start drinking until you're 18. But if you visit a restaurant with someone who is over the age of 18, you can have a drink from the age of 16. Again, it's a sort of consent thing. With parental consent, you can join the army and begin training from the age of 16. And if you've never been allowed by your family to buy a pet, you can buy a pet once you get to the age of 16. You can also buy a lottery ticket and be able to afford to care for your pet. You can get a piercing, you can drive a tractor, you can pilot a glider, you can register as a blood donor, and you can change your name by deed poll, all from the age of 16. Don't do them all at the same time, that would be far too much and far too overwhelming. Anyway, we've had 17, we're now going to have Pale Waves with 18. Pale Waves and 18. So we did it with 16 even. What can you do from the age of 18 that you haven't been able to do before? Some of these are surprising. Some of them are kind of obvious, I guess. And all the sort of with parental permission at 16, that's removed at 18, obviously. So you can get married without parental permission. You can join the army without parental permission. You can drink, obviously. But what else can you do from the age of 18? Well, you can vote, you can buy fireworks, you can pawn your belongings at a pawn shop. You can serve on a jury. You can draft your will. You can work in a bar. You can become an organ donor. You can buy a car. You can consent to your own medical care. You can get a tattoo without parental consent. You can skydive. You can sue someone. And you can see your original birth certificate. There we go. All various things that can happen at the age of 18 that couldn't happen previously. I'm surprised at stuff like buy fireworks. I would have thought that was 16. I'm glad it makes sense. Also, skydiving. You know, well, maybe they think you're not old enough to decide. It is risky, of course, but thrilling nonetheless, I'm sure. Amazing. Right, well, we've got two tracks left. One coming up. We have got all the way through to 18 so far. We're desperate to finish on 20, so penultimately here, obviously really, is Paul Hardcastle with 19.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. 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 The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
19. In Vietnam, the combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day. 19.
In Saigon, a U.S. military spokesman said today more than 700 enemy troops were killed last week in that sensitive border area. Throughout all of South Vietnam, the enemy lost a total of 2,689 soldiers.
Vietnam combat veterans suffer from what psychiatrists call post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. 8 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the very end of the show that goes like this tonight with me, Ben Simmons. Thanks for your company, as ever. It's been fantastic of you to tune in. Fantastic of everybody to make suggestions of tracks to feature in this show. We started at the number one. We are going to get all the way to number 20. Slightly tenuously, I will admit. But, yeah, we had Robert Miles, 1 and 1. Bobby Brown's 2 Can Play That Game. We had Badil and Skinner's 3 Lions. 4 Seasons, December 63. 5, what do we have? Mambo, number 5. Sixpence None the Richer, Shed 7, 8 Days a Week for the Beatles, Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, Beautiful South's Perfect 10, then Paul Morazzi with 11 Years, Mamas and Papas 12-30, 13 Senses Into the Fire, Biggest Selling Songs of 2014 and 15, Happy and Uptown Funk, Chuck Berry's Sweet Little 16, Sam Fender's 17 Going Under, Pale Waves 18, Paul Hardcastle's 19. So what's going to play us out and why is it tenuous? Well, I wanted to get to number 20. There are tracks that have loosely the number 20, and I'm thinking 24 Hours from Tulsa or something like that. But I'm going with a numerical track, Pulp's Disco 2000, which starts with the number 20. Slightly tenuous. See you next week. Rob's up next. Bye for now.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.